producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The establishment media is telling you everything's fine as long as you do what they say. I'm telling you they're out to get you and are lying to you. And all the polls show that people know that. The public just doesn't know how bad it is. And I'm here to tell you, 20 years ago, I thought I might have been exaggerating to myself, and I was so naive. It's probably 10 times worse than I knew 20 years ago. And I was pretty informed compared to the average person 20 years ago. I mean, now, I go back to this point that I'm going to your phone calls. I realize it's that the average person is not evil. You might be decadent, you might be lazy, you might be stupid, you might be whatever, you might be busy. But you don't have bad will for people. You don't want to do bad things. You don't dream up scams. You don't want to hurt people. But the folks running things, and history shows this, when we go through these bad cycles, tend to be absolutely bloodthirsty. And bloodthirsty means something. They thirst for blood. They thirst for the innocents. They thirst to dominate. They thirst to control. And we just have to come to grips with that. I just cannot believe it's not a bigger uproar that they're going to turn our local cities into UN, Southern Poverty Law Center, total federalization brainwashing centers to carry out social warfare through fake social justice garbage. I mean, they are making their move. Jimmy in North Carolina, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello, Alex. I appreciate all your work you do for the American people. This is just exactly what I was getting ready to call you and talk to you about, was our fine Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, going to the UN and putting all these things in place. They say they're totally going to bypass Congress. And when they have their next meeting at the UN meeting in Paris, France, that's when they're going to implement all this. What do you think the American people can do to stop this?
Sir, I'm not acting. I'm not being a drama queen. I almost threw up. I'm mourning that bad right now, and I've never done this on air. One time when I went to a CPS meeting and watched the judge take the kid from the family for no reason and get off on it, I threw up afterwards. I mean, I may have to go throw up during the break. I don't even know what you do. It's so bold, but it's also covert, and they've already lined their ducks up, and it gets worse from here. It's so over the top. We warn people. We speak out. We get this information to local police departments so they know what's going on. Because the police, again, aren't perfect, but the reason they're being targeted is they tend to be more conservative or more libertarian and aren't going along with this. I mean, the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL have been trying forever to turn the police into anti-gun scum. They failed in most cities, so now they're just going to turn death squads loose on the cops and kill them until they submit to the feds. Is that not evil?
Yes, it's just plumb sickening to me.
It is. It's sickening. I hear old-timers say, I'm sick at my stomach, and I think they were just saying that. Now I get it. You get old, you really love your family, you got kids. This stuff makes you sick. I mean, what am I supposed to do, leave the country? There's nowhere to go with these bastards. Why are people putting up with it? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, they say it's going to be a global initiative.
Oh, yeah, worldwide. World government's being launched, brother.
You were the only one I knew to call. I've been listening to your radio station, and I get all your programs on my email, and I thought, well, I need to call Alex. And I mean, you're the only person I know that can get the word out there.
Well, I mean, I knew these programs were going on. I knew they were bringing out world government this in December, but I didn't know this. I didn't know Breitbart reported on this a week ago till they told me about it. And then you go to it, and there it is. I mean, that's because they're moving on every front, folks. This is a blitzkrieg attack. So good job, Jimmy, reminding me. We'll be back with more calls.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSKFLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
North Korea.
mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want to come and take us.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart.
From the front lines of the info war, thank you for joining us. I played that intro we've had for about 2.5 years because the new launch After Our Guns is on. 10 people died last Thursday in a tragic shooting that I haven't even gotten into yet. I'm going to go back to your calls under the news at the bottom of the hour. He now had a website or Facebook reportedly showing photos of the pills he was taking. He said, I'm taking so many pills, so many psychotropics, lithium, other things. I don't even know which ones I'm taking. I just take like five at a time. Five of each is a quote. Living with mommy on psychotropics, always the same story. Part black, part white, looks mainly white. But CNN still didn't like that, so they made his nose smaller, his lips smaller, and turned him white as a sheet so they could say he was a white supremacist. And, you know, that fits the race war narrative they want to push. No, when a mentally ill white person goes and shoots people, or a mentally ill mixed person goes, or just a human, or a black person, it's their mind that matters, not what color, but they make it about that. Because they don't want you to know it was motivated against Christians for their faith, and that's been confirmed. That's all coming up. Meanwhile, 50 killed in a knife attack at Chinese. And it goes over the whole report. 9 suspects are being pursued after they launched, according to knife attack, 50 workers at a northwestern Chinese coal mine. Radio Free Asia. Yeah, they're always having big massacres with that. The incident occurred September 18th. And it's just now getting reported because this stuff gets shut down. The attackers are alleged to be Uyghur separatists. After overtaking security guards, the attackers killed the workers while they were asleep in bunkhouses at the Shogun mining operation in Akusa. Another 50 workers were injured. The suspects were believed to be hiding in a nearby mountain ravine where a manhunt operation is underway. Most of the victims were Han Chinese. Well, the obvious answer is ban knives. They should get Bloomberg over there right now. And there it is from the official Chinese daily news. And the London Guardian. At least 50 reported to have died in an attack in coal mine in September, and it's just now breaking almost a month later. But you're not going to hear about that. That's not going to be some big story. World mourns, because the world mourns. The French and the British. I got a call the other night at like 10. The producer called me up, Nico called up and said, hey, they want you to get up at 3 in the morning and go to a satellite feed to debate Piers Morgan in England about gun control. And, of course, that show's asked me on before. I knew it was taped. I just said, nope. I'm happy to debate him. I'm only doing it live because They will take me and they will edit out what I have to say, and I'm not going to get in a ring with that guy with my hands tied behind my back and my legs cut off so he can dance around with his little sword and stab me and act like he had some victory. I mean, I'm not going to play straw man with that cowardly piece of trash. Anytime Piers Morgan, who has armed bodyguards where he lives out in L.A. and doesn't want you to have guns, anytime that cowardly hypocrite wants to debate me live, I will destroy him. But I'm not going to go on some show with him where it's taped unless I have a video from the producers saying they won't edit it, and then I'm going to sit there in the satellite studio, and I'm going to jack into their feed. I'm going to have an agreement to do this, and I'm going to record the debate myself so I can show people what happened. And the last time I said that, they go, nope, we're not doing it. I said, good. Well, don't you want to go on the big BBC morning show? And I go, don't you want to go jump off a cliff? No, I don't care about you. Lie to your oppressed population. Sit there and tell them how horrible it is to own guns and be able to defend yourself while your crime rate for violent crime is three times that of the U.S. Oh, yeah, crime is higher in Chicago or New York, but not in the average American city or town. You got three times the crime on average. So you sit there and believe your British pedophile network. You go ahead and believe the pedophiles that run that whole operation, been caught running that operation, who've caught covering up. I'll say this, the people that run it covered it up. So that means they're involved as far as I'm concerned. You cover up a crime, you're involved in it. Of course the globalists hire a bunch of pedos to run things. The only trash that would get up there and do this type of dishonorable stuff. Let me get back to what I was saying. I have all these different British shows call up, want me on about guns. And I go, is it live? Well, no, it's not live, but we'll, you know what? Tie a couple bowling balls to your legs and go swim out in the Atlantic Ocean for a couple days, then I'll talk to you. What type of bizarre statement is that? Well, it's asinine for me to come on where you can edit stuff however you want. I only go on shows live, period. Get that through your head. I don't waste my time. I don't want to digress. I'm just so sick of these traitors. Oh, I'm so sick of them. Anyways, see how globalism works out for you over there in the UK. Keep taking all those National Health Service shots. Your own government says by 2030, half of you will be dying of cancer. By 2025, half of you will have cancer. I remember seeing that. I already knew that. It was on the cover of the London Independent at my hotel. So when I went down where there was like 4,000 people I was going to speak to right by where they were having the Bilderberg Group meeting a few years ago, I carried that newspaper, and I would hold it up to the police, and I'd say, you and your wives and your children are all going to be killed. They're putting it in the vaccines. And you know what the cops were doing? They were nodding, going, yeah, we know. See, I've done my job, haven't I? Imagine I'm walking through a crowd, police lining both sides. I don't want to be a rock star. I don't want to be famous. I want success to know I'm winning the fight against the globalists. It does nothing for my ego to march out on a beautiful green field above the hotel where the Bilderbergs are meeting and the Prime Minister's meeting and have 4,000 people there to hear me speak. That wasn't the enjoyment. The enjoyment was seeing how the police and the locals were awake. Except we went in one pub later that day down the street to get hamburgers and, you know, eat. And the guy was a little globalist minion, and he goes, get out. I'm not going to serve you people in here. I don't like what you're doing down the street. And I said, sure, I'll leave. And he goes, I told you, get out of here. And I went, oh, you're a little wannabe establishment guy. You feel like you're part of the agenda. I bet you're a little leftist. You don't want the right winger in here. And I go, I'm more left than you'll ever be, you little fascist. He said, I told you to get out of here. And I said, hey, you're the one bowing up, punk. I'm going to walk out of here. But if you want to come up and attack me, you and you two guys you think are tough, I'm going to stomp you into the ground. Oh, I see you're not so tough now. You think I'm one of these people been henpecked into submission all day? I'm glad you're not going to get my money. Let's go. I said I'd go to your calls. I'm skipping this break, too. But, John, no more this week. I'm not allowed to anymore this week. Let's go to TW in Texas. I'm sorry. And I'm not bragging in those stories. I'm saying this is the response we have to have to these henpeckers that want to intimidate us and make us submit to them. It's time to say, look, you're part of a low-down criminal operation. I hate your filthy guts, and I'm going to shun you, and I'm going to speak out against you, and I'm going to badmouth you, and I'm going to spit on you, and I'm going to pray against you, and I'm going to work against you, you filth. TW in Texas, go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Alex. I think I've got some breaking news for you. This morning on the effeminate Glenn Beck show, obviously he's working with White House. He's got people on the ground in Syria. He's handing out night vision goggles to the Syrian rebels slash jihadi slash Christian slayers.
You're kidding.
No. I'll tell you, it was at 9:38 Texas time, and I couldn't believe it. But you and I both know you can't get these things out of the country. That's a federal offense, bringing firearms, optics, or night vision goggles out of the country. You can't bring this out. You'd be arrested at the airport.
Well, you certainly can't bring it into a war zone. Well, I mean, I believe you. I don't want to get in a fight with Glenn Beck. I want to believe he's a good guy. I haven't been following him. Are you telling me he's backing the Syrian rebels?
He has got people on the ground and made it part of his broadcast this morning where he's handing out night vision goggles to the rebels.
I've heard him say he wants to bring Christians into the country, and I wouldn't be against helping the Christians out, but I'd like to stop the war to begin with. That's how you really help them. But are you – who's he giving night vision to?
He's got people on the ground that are passing out night vision to the rebels.
Well, the Pentagon has admitted, and the Russians have said, there are no moderate rebels. Everybody knows that. They're just a pass between a fence so the U.S. and others can give the weapons to them, and then they give it to Al-Qaeda.
So now Glenn is supporting ISIS and the rebels over there so they can kill some more Christians. And you can check it out for yourself, 9:38 this morning on the Glenn Beck Show. That's the time frame we're just talking about this.
Well, thank you for holding to tell us that, TW. Anything else? I mean, you think I'm getting too hysterical? Because when I learned they're openly going to have at the UN ratified to federalize cities, and Congress is doing nothing, and the vice president is at the meeting with the attorney general announcing community policing through UN directives with change agents, community organizers, Saul Alinsky to break down our cities, I mean, this is just unbelievable. To bring the UN in, and again, the police do bad stuff. They have problems. I'm against the police state. But to then have the answer be bring in the United Nations into America, that's just over the top.
Now, you know what? It's all coming. It's time to draw near to the Lord because it's we're on the doorstep right now.
Yeah, we really are. And again, they'll just bring in the UN, and suddenly the UN's on TV announcing, and suddenly they're talking about extremists. They put me up there, somebody else up there, and they talk about the Internet. We got to protect you. And they just you've seen the Democrat supporters in Austin and in San Diego and in L.A. where we've gone out. And you go to a Democrat area, 9 out of 10 say put gun owners in forced labor camps. 9 out of 10 say take people's free speech. 9 out of 10 say forcibly inoculate. 9 out of 10, I mean, these people are totalitarians. They are just as cult-like as a Soviet soldier or a Nazi soldier. I mean, they will do anything they're told. The difference is they're not tough like a Nazi or Soviet soldier. They are just these stupid, weak, cowardly, bizarre, arrogant, narcissistic weirdos. You watch all those countless videos. There's like 20 of them now that I've seen. And it's always different Planned Parenthood national directors or directors of their board or local regional directors or national health directors. And they're just slurping wine and eating and laughing about dead babies and giggling and just getting off on it. And there are gods. I guess they should get off on it. They're all chicken neck. They're ugly. They're weak. They're demonic. They rule because we submit. Thank you, T.W. Don in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex?
Yes, sir. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I just had a little story I wanted to relay to you and the audience about things. I think a story that coincides with a lot of the larger issues you've been talking about for the last few years. I went to an art gallery to see a friend who had a show there. I'm hanging out, and I start to chat up this cute girl at the gallery, and we start talking back and forth about some stuff. It eventually gets to, what do you do for a living? She tells me she's a social worker. I said, oh, that's interesting, and what kind of social work are you doing? And she says, well, I'm helping some of the migrants, facilitating getting legal help, housing, the whole nine yards of it, for people coming.
Oh yeah, that's all been announced. Free health care, free everything. And again, I get helping people from horrible countries, but it's meant to draw him here to make them become political weapons, and we are going bankrupt by design. Cloward Piven, go ahead.
The kicker. So I figured she was working for some kind of NGO or something like that. But I say, so who do you work for? And she gives me this cute sort of sheepish look, and she says, well, I'm working for General Dynamics. And I had to stop myself from having jaw fall down. And I was like, is that right? And what would, it just put my mind in a spin about what would a large military industrial company like that be doing, facilitating the movement of legal aliens over our borders and then planting them in cities like this floundering town, Chicago. And, it was really just something else. And I just wanted to tell that story. I've been sitting on that for a couple of months, and I wanted to call in and just, I think that little anecdotal story, speaks a lot for
Well, did you get her phone
all
number?
All of the issues you've been talking about. And it's just amazing. Why would that be? I guess they're located in Texas. But, as far as all of the all of the money that, these secret black budgets that go to all of these security companies.
Absolutely. People aren't really buying $800 hammers or $700 toilet seats. Whenever you see different aircraft that, cost $1 billion a piece, that's not true. It's going to all sorts of secretive operations. And, yes, I didn't know about that particular company, General Dynamics, but they've got the major Protestant churches, the Catholic Church. They've got thousands of corporations I know of basically mopping up all the collapsed areas of the U.S., and then they're putting immigrant populations in but not getting them to plant gardens or build factories. Then that actually would be probably fine. They're just becoming welfare heads and being given driver's license and voter ID cards to secure the corporate takeover of America. Once the demographic goes to enough point to have a checkmate vote with the immigrant population, they're going to shut the borders. They're going to use the backlash against it to create a total police state. They're going to inject all the poor people with Gardasil and sterilize them. So, again, these people are victims as well. They're being used. We need to be clear. But, again, water is a wonderful thing. If somebody's got a fire hose of it, though, cramming it down your mouth, it'll blow your guts out your hind end. Don't mean to be gross. So I'm all for water. I love H2O, but I'm all for these immigrants. But they are like a fire hose crammed down our throat. It's going to kill us. It's going to kill them, too. So I'm telling you, you've got to be the warrior. I would go back. I would talk to her again. I would secretly record her. I'd get to know her. I mean, I don't want to call this espionage against the globalists because terms mean things, but that's not what it is. We got to start playing hardball. And I'm somebody who has got more than I can chew. And believe me, I mean, if I had time to go out and do my self-investigative journalism, I mean, knowing what I know now, the problem is people know who I am. If people didn't know who I was, I could go out and blow major operations on them all day long. We think of spies like James Bond, who's just totally handsome and can do backflips and is this ninja. No, it's people that are motivated by truth, telling the truth, taking action, like the mom-and-pop organization that's blown open Planned Parenthood. They had the initiative. They were empowered. They took action. And so you could call it Undercover Story Chicago. And just go out and interview these leftists, change their names, and show how they all really work for defense contractors and big oil. Listen, go to an environmental movement thing. Find out who actually runs them. Most of the time, it's an oil company. I mean, it's just so crazy when you actually find out how fascist this situation is. But great job calling in with the report. But you're human. I mean, you are the people on the ground. And I would just take photos. I would talk about it. I would get in to know these people. Then I would educate her about what she's really part of. And a lot of times you can turn these people towards the light and then really get the big scoop. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Don. Amazing story. Danny, you're up next. And then Julian, Bob, Bill, and others. 800-259-9231. And then World War IV has begun. But it's a different type of war. It's the war against humanity, national sovereignty, local government, religious freedom, free market, and private property.
On the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWarsSelect. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, some days I get up here and I joke around and have a good time. Other days, people get upset when their football team loses. I get upset seeing just crazy, destructive levels of tyranny going on. The globalists already control America. They already control most of the world. They're in control. Why are they dismantling prosperity? Why are they doing all these bad things? I have a friend who's working today down at a city-only fair for city employees at the convention center, and they sent me photos and videos of hundreds of city employees, hundreds, lined up to get free flu shots. Lined up to get their, quote, free flu shots. And they send me the photos and the videos. I have them here on my phone. I may show some of these on the nightly news tonight. And just a data load like a hammer hits me in the head. I know in the Canadian government studies, two of them, British studies, Japanese studies, you can pull these up. Just type in study shows flu shot doubles your chances of catching flu next year. Or the way they say it, having a flu shot increases risk of catching flu. That'll bring up the studies. And I know they've never, in 60 years of flu vaccines, ever guessed the proper mutation for the main flu strain. It's totally worthless. Every year they admit, oh, it's not that effective. ABC News, new study confirms flu vaccine really does increase your risk of serious pandemic. I mean, I had Dr. Blaylock on 20 years ago. I was having him on when he was still a brain surgeon. Top brain surgeon, invented a bunch of stuff, ran a university, best-selling books, Newsmax writer. And he said, diet soda makes you fat. I've written three papers on it. It's excitotoxicity. They put it in there in the rat studies with Searle. They knew it made the monkeys and the rats more hungry. They would consume more, and then it destroys their endocrine system, blah, blah, blah. 15 years after he said that on my show, it was in CBS News, ABC News, you name it, headline, diet sodas make you fat. And they're designed, if they have aspartame in them, to hurt you. They couldn't get them approved in the 70s because it killed most of the rhesus monkeys they fed it to. I'm going to say that again. It killed them at the doses they were giving them. And it was put in their meals every day. I mean, it grew cancers like Miracle-Gro grows big fat tomatoes. How can diet sodas make you fat? Study explains it. And then they always spin it like they call TPP a trade deal. No, it's a global government treaty. They always call it diet sodas to confuse you. And then it's aspartame that they're talking about. It makes you hungry. Your body thinks it's getting something sweet. It still has an insulin response. It totally screws you up. It's a drug. I can't get family I have to quit drinking. And I'm not on a high horse, folks. I do bad things to my body, too, but I know they're bad. But if I drink a diet soda, I get a headache for a day. Other people, though, are addicted. It's a toxin. And I'm going to go to your calls and get into the news. It's just that I get sent photos and videos of, I'm talking, you know, 100 people lined up. A big long line of people, hundreds total, going through to get their flu shot, knowing they had studies a decade ago that if you take three flu shots after the age of 50, it was the study, you double your chances of Alzheimer's. That was a main line study and was national news. And then the flu shot today isn't even the flu shot. It's nanotech, recombinant, bizarre. The H1N1 vaccine, they admitted, was a tracker vaccine, a simulant virus they'd released a year before. Oh, by the way, speaking of vaccines, this is in the news. They have caught, you can look this up, the United Nations and others adding sterilants or fertility, anti-fertility treatments. They don't want to completely remove fertility from everybody or it becomes too obvious. These are a percentage of people. And in some cases, it's designed to act in a few years, so you don't know why. And this is all in the official UN documents, but this is out of Science News Today. DNA vaccine sterilizes mice, could lead to one-shot birth control. In fact, let's actually pull up the publication itself if we can. Animal birth control could soon be just a shot away. A new injection makes male and female mice infertile by tricking their muscles into producing hormone-blocking antibodies. This is exactly what they got caught adding to the tetanus shot in Africa and India in the 90s, where it creates an autoimmune response during the second trimester to cause a spontaneous abortion. If the approach works in dogs and cats, researchers say it can be used to neuter and spay pets and to control reproduction in feral animal populations. A similar approach could one day spur the development of long-term birth control options for humans. This looks incredibly promising, said William Swanson, director of animal research at the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden in Ohio. And they're very excited about the approach. To get there, researchers have already created vaccines that trigger an immune response in animals. Oh, an autoimmune? Oh, what's Gardasil do? You're not going to hear Metro La Raza tell the senoritas not to take it. Only the racist, fat, dumb gringo will tell you because he hates you. He's racist. The response produces antibodies that block. Yep, this is it. GNRH. That's the one they got. I didn't even read this article. When they gave it to me today, I just looked at it and I said, oh, I know what that'll be. I'm not bragging. I should read it. But there you go. Same deal. That's what I told you. Same deal. They're just announcing their bioweapon. I mean, I'm not being arrogant. I mean, I'm just saying I've seen this so long, I know their next move before it even happens. But then I kind of get blind to it because I only read the first two paragraphs. You got hundreds of articles. I just scanned it. And I thought, oh, I wonder what this is. So we're kind of discovering it together. And, oh, it's the same old one. They got caught adding to the tetanus shot. See, there you go. The response produces antibodies that block the releasing hormone, GNRH, required by mammals to turn on the pathways to spur the egg or sperm development. So this blocks it in the first trimester. The vaccine in the class inducing deer contraception, Gonacon, have been shown to effectively work at both male and female birth control in animals. But like many human immunizations, the vaccines rely on an immune response that eventually dwindles away, forcing the use of booster shots every few years. Biologist Bruce Hay of the California Institute of Technology in Pasadena and colleges took a different approach to blocking GNRH. Rather than rely on animals' immune system to create antibodies, he and his colleagues engineered a piece of DNA. Oh, genetic engineering! They call it a vaccine, but it's not. It's re-engineering your body. That, when packaged inside interactive virus shells, oh, that sounds like it won't have any side effects, are injected into mice, turn the muscle cells into anti-GNRH antibody factories. That's turn your muscles into cancer. Because it just gives you cancer, basically. This is so evil. But take all your shots, you idiots. Because muscle cells are some of the longest lasting in the body, they continue to churn out the antibodies for 10 years or more. Doesn't matter if it can kill you from autoimmune disease, and that's what Gardasil is. Doesn't matter if it causes you to bleed out every orifice. You know, that's just a small percentage it works a little too well on. Oh, we just meant to kill your reproduction, not kill you. Sorry. Hope you enjoy that tracheotomy. We love you so much. Oh, we care about you and your family so much. Oh, I have to be cynical and evil about it or I'm going to start crying. I'm sick of these people. Okay, I got a mid-air refuel here, and then we'll go to your phone calls, and then I'll get to the news next hour, I promise. If I can handle it. If I already read all this news, I don't know if I can handle it. I don't know if I can look at it anymore. People are like, man, this guy's full of drama. I see the YouTube comments. You know what? I'm a human. I care about 10 million women plus a year in Latin America being injected with this stuff, okay? I care about it happening here in America. I'm pissed. I'm physically sick over it. I want to beat people's asses, okay? I'm just going to be completely honest with you. I'm thinking about them over at that city convention center lining up all the idiot city employees right now, and I just want to start screaming. I want my listeners to get down there and stand out front. It's the one across the river. It's the one on the south side. There's just two big convention centers. What are they called? We need to look it up. It's the city. It's the city's own little convention where they prey on their people.
It's a long center.
It's a long center, yeah. It's oh, we have a free day for you where you can get discounts on yoga and exercise and, you know, and nutrition and get vaccines. And so there's all these vaccine booths there. And yeah, look at the video of all these old city employees. They're 50, look, they're 100, shuffling up to get their shot. And I'll be sitting there in a restaurant hearing old people talk about getting their shots, and I'll look at them, they're not even that old. They look completely blown out of their minds. I mean, look, lady, if you want to get a city paid for lobotomy, go ahead. I mean, I'm not going quietly into the night. These are death camps they have set up for us. And I know what they are, and I know what's going on, and I'm tired of it. They have just built it up where they can get away with anything now. But they know there's a resistance. They know folks are speaking out. They know people are involved, and that's the good news. Okay, briefly, I told you for the last 3 weeks we had the best deal ever on the new InfoWars Select storable food. I believe the world is so insane that you need high-quality storable food. This is storable food that I chose for myself and my family. It's insurance you can eat. We have the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply that creates these meals for InfoWars Select. So you can buy it from them. You can buy it from us. It's all just drop ship. They're full selection. They're full best discounts. We have their best discounts every week at InfoWarsLife.com. So you can get InfoWarsSelect.com, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. It'll all bring you there. You can get the full spectrum of My Patriot or the InfoWars Select. But they've authorized us with a new special that is almost as good as the last one, the introductory special. It's a great special. Use promo code FOOD at checkout for 10% off InfoWars Select Storable Foods at InfoWarsStore.com. All ingredients made in the USA, even the packaging. InfoWars Select Food lasts 25 years. Absolute best packaging in the industry. We use military-grade barrier against light, oxygen, and moisture entering the pouches that are inside the big plastic sealed totes. This is the truly lowest price we can give under contract to the manufacturer for the highest quality storable foods we know of. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now. Use promo code FOOD at checkout and get 10% off your purchases of InfoWars Select Storable Food. And then we have 20% off Prostaguard, what I believe is one of the best formulas out there. I know it's the best for the price. It's 20% off. It's $15.96 right now at InfoWarsLife.com. X2 is selling out. We have, of course, the great methylcobalamin, vitamin B12, Secret 12, and so many other products. And that's what makes this whole transmission possible. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Liver Shield and the whole liver cleanse package is back in. The Oxy Powder is back in. That's all available as well. These are real game changers. And with the type of attack we're under, I believe people are insane out there not to check out the reviews and find out the details at InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, let's go to the calls. I apologize to Danny for making him hold so long. We'll go to other folks here in a moment as well. Danny in FEMA Region 6, what former state are you under in occupation?
Yes, I'm under the former state of Texas.
All right, Texas, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, also a former republic, as you know. Yeah, first of all, I just want to say really well done on the brain force. And, yeah, total slam dunk. I actually think you guys should do a special with the brain force and the knockout, because I've got both of them in my war chest. It's kind of a yin and yang quality there.
How did knockout work for you? This was not a stage call. You called in on World War III, current events, but you can get to that in a moment. But how does knockout work for you?
It turns me into an infant, basically. And, just transports me to a place where I'm pretty much floating on a cloud, drifting off to sleep.
Yeah, it's done that a few times for me when I take like two of them, but then sometimes I don't want to get up 8 hours later. I tend to take one, and it's just got 9 known ingredients to get you into deep sleep. Things like valerian, melatonin, L-tryptophan, a lot of other folks have said the same thing about it.
You know they're in there because it's a very powerful smell. I'm not saying the pill smells great, but it smells like some real stuff.
Oh, it's real. We go out and get the most concentrated, most organic, most expensive we can, and then sell it for really low prices. Because even the most expensive of those ingredients is not that expensive, so that's why we can offer it for $15. is because it is so good. And then what was your experience with the Brain Force?
Oh, man, it's great. I mean, it's like I've pretty much stopped drinking coffee. And, but actually the weird thing is that I'll get these memories coming in that, I haven't thought about for over a decade. And,
I'm not going to make any claims about it. Folks should try it out. And it's just, I think it's 10 ingredients that are like the most known. Just a couple of ingredients are like building blocks of the brain. At least one of them is prescription in Europe. And it does have the yerba mate, which is a different type of caffeine. It's a low dose, but it helps kind of trigger all of it. So it does have a little bit of that in there, but it just doesn't have the crash, is why I like it. Thank you so much for the review of that. What do you want to say about World War III, current state, and New World Order info?
Yeah, well, I have a pretty basic question for you, which is, I've heard you say, especially, as this year has gotten weirder and heavier, about how the globalists are like from 10 to 15 years behind in their plan. And then you had the guest on October the 1st talking about Joel Skousen, and he was saying, well, the new developments with Russia dropping the bombs in Syria, that has now put them more behind in their plan. And then lastly, I was just going to say, I was watching your great film, Martial Law 9/11, Rise of the Police State, in which you said that Flight 93 having crashed into that field and not into, like, the White House or something, could have...
Hold on, I'll come back to you. I'll get to others. I want to hear that.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This hour of GCN brought to you by LASIK. Kick some ash with LASIK's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit LASIK.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we'd never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Okay, I'm going to try to rattle through Danny, Bob, Bill, Alamo, Joe, Scott, and others. And then I've got, I've already mentioned a bunch of news, but I've got to get the big push for open borders worldwide, the escalation with Russia and NATO, Obama administration calling for UN takeover of local governments. I mean, this is just insane. We're going to get into so much more as well, but we've got Hillary gearing up to go after Biden. There is a lot, and I'll continue with calls as well in the next hour. Danny, you asked a lot of questions there. Go ahead and recap those, and then what was the final one? You were bringing up Flight 93 and Shanksville.
If I could just distill my question, it would be, what is the importance of the timeline in this whole endgame? And if it gets pushed back or if it's not achieved, then how many contingency plans are there, and what are the stakes, basically, of the timeline, if they're behind now, you know, and all that stuff?
Well, they know worldwide they've lost the people's trust. So now they're just announcing totalitarianism in Europe, in the U.S., saying it's a good thing. Yes, we're going to arrest you for your speech. Yes, you don't have freedom now. So they've gone from saying we're here to defend your freedom to more and more they're trying to just hide in plain view that, okay, we're just going to do what we want now. But even local state governments, regional governments, don't want to go along because they want prosperity. So there's a globalist movement towards austerity, world government, eugenics, and then another movement that just wants prosperity. Doesn't mean it's perfect, doesn't mean it's not corrupt. But there are folks that are self-interested and don't like business being destroyed. So there's a real fight going on in the elite right now, number one. Clearly, they've been lining up, gearing up for something big this fall, this winter, into next year. You now see all craziness breaking loose, as we've been predicting, because you can see the movements. It's like seeing a bunch of ducks fly overhead, you know, in the fall, and you go, bet a cold front's coming in next week. Here comes the cold front. The ducks know when to fly. You can see all the action. You can see all the preparations. You can see the statements being made. And so they're trying to compress all this stuff, and it's getting reckless. They're getting exposed, which makes them only get more aggressive. So the stakes are everything. This, everybody can feel it right now because we're in danger of regional war expanding into multi-region war between a whole bunch of different countries, and that's called world war. I appreciate your call. But if you expand on that, the globalists call this World War IV. When I said last hour World War IV has begun, that's a think tank idea from Rand Corporation, the Army War College, and others, that it's cyber war, economic war, culture war, immigrant war, proxy war. But they said we were in the beginnings of World War IV. This is now it. We're now entering World War IV. And it's by multinational corporations against each other and against everybody else, all cheating, all stealing, all lying, in alliances that are always changing to see who can get control of the global government. But none of them want to shut down the global government because they've all invested in it, they've all built in it, and they all get power from the power they've given to it. They all give power to the beast government. And then they get monopolies, they get special treatment, they get insider deals, they get diplomatic immunity by giving power to the beast. But still, they try to cheat each other as they go up, jockeying to be the capstone. Well, they're not going to be the capstone. The god of death is, the eugenics lord, the one that would be God, the one that wants to play God. A very small number of the elite as his top henchmen, his top generals. These people are building their destruction. And most of them admit that and just go, isn't it gorgeous? Isn't it wonderful? I give myself to it. I mean, folks, believe me. Believe me, folks. At the highest levels, people know. And a lot of them are freaked out and hiding out and don't want to be part of it. Because when the world government finally gets in place, the real horror begins. We'll be back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.